DJW Mobile. 74DJW5CSA. Roger and Anderson, good enough time to say hello. Hope you're having a great afternoon or evening.
N5CSA, W4DJW. Well, how's it going? Are you out and about or are you at home?
On the way to church, so we'll be there not too long from now. But, yeah, out and about. Had some, had a little bit of a storm over here earlier.
It could do that here. Well, depends on which direction you look. You look south, it looks like you could. You look north, it looks like some clear skies are coming in.
Exactly what I'm saying. I guess it was 4:30 or so. We had a fairly decent little event. Lightning, thunder, and maybe some wind, because I noticed my daughter's got part of an old tree down in the yard, so then I noticed some other places with parts of trees in their yards.
That's how much trees shed branches. So, like, got a place of my own that's got a bunch of trees on it. It's like every time there's a storm that blows over, you have to go picking up limbs.
And, I don't know what kind of trees you got. You have, but I have. I believe they're the world's worst. I really do. They really shed them, like you say, quite regularly.
Now you're back up and top now. What kind of, while you were in it, it's when you said what kind of a tree that was. What kind of tree is that?
I have pecan trees. They shed branches when they, aircraft flies over at altitude, creates a small breeze.
Pecan trees. Now, I did, well, one place that I lived off of 290, I had two really huge pecan trees. We got grocery bags full of pecans out of those things. And we really enjoyed it when the pecans came in. But not here. I got like oak and white oak and the kind that makes those little helicopters, those seeds that wind down like a little one-bladed helicopter, and the kind that has those balls that you step on for seeds, and it you don't dare step on them barefooted because they've got all those little spines that stick out of them. One of those two is a sweet gum tree, and I don't know what the other one is.
Not sure either, but you're right. I have a pretty good pile that I've picked up so far this year, and it's about time to roast marshmallows or something.
Good, and it's homegrown pecans, at least ours were. We had some pecan nutcrackers, too, that we used to break them open so we could shell them really fast.
We have, the bulk of our pecans come from one tree. They're the really big ones. They're not the long ones, but they're pretty big. One in the front yard that has the ones with the better flavor. They're small, and they'll wear you out trying to crack those. So we generally just let the squirrels have those and concentrate on the ones off that one tree in the back. And as you say, I think I picked up 25 gallons off of that tree one year when we had a really good year. It looks like this year is not going to do quite so well.
I did all that for nothing. Really, you just let the trees grow. And it's like free. It's like some of the hay that they call volunteer, that it just volunteers. It comes up and you can harvest it and sell it. But we had two big walnut trees there too. But they never rendered any good. They rendered a ton of walnuts, but they were never good. They were black walnuts. Never could eat them, or we probably weren't doing whatever you do with walnuts to make them edible.
Okay, Mobile, you got to put those black walnuts in chocolate brownies to make them good, Kinky, for it, Mobile.
He might have gone down to the valley again. Hey, Richard, how are you doing?
Doing all right. I am designated at not too far from you. I'm over here off of 101 where they build cars.
That place that starts with a BMW.
It's a big, huge place, and they're adding more to it.
Yeah, I came to South Carolina. That's one of the good ones.
I haven't talked to you in a long time in 5CS, eh?
I'm doing all right, just been working. That's why I haven't been checking into the net.
I'm just evaporated. So anyway, great talking to both of you fellows live here at church, and going to get out. Take care. Have a great evening. W4DJW, KK4FTU in 5CSA Mobile, clear.
All right, Roger. Enjoy the service. Good talking to you, W4DJW. Over to you, Richard.
Good. Yeah, I'm destined. I need to get in before possibly the bottom falls out. You have a good one, N5CSA and W4DJW, KK4FTU, clear.
A good one. W4DJW Mobile.
This is KM4OIA on mobile.
OIA, W4DJW, how you doing?
W, not too bad. On the way down to Greenville, visit my dad, say hey, just got done with dinner. I don't check into Briars all that often, the Blue Ridge Club. I need to do that more often. That's where I picked up my general a couple of months back.
Okay, KM call, you've been a ham for a little while now, right?
Way too long. Yeah, I'm probably due for renewal next year. Kind of annoys me. You upgrade from a technician to general, and you think the FCC would go, yeah, we'll consider that your renewal. Nah, not the case. I got to redo it next year.
In between 10 years, they just want to see you every 10 years regardless. At least at a minimum of every 10 years, and every 10 years as well.
I've enjoyed being on general. I've done some FL Digi, of course, sideband. I got a pretty decent HF station at the house, but no, totally dyed in the wool. I do enjoy it.
You say you're visiting here to your dad's house? Is that what you said?
My club only does testing every other, and you know, I was kind of passing all the practice tests and figuring, well, I got a good Saturday to do it. Why not? So I think I picked it up back in February, but I go back and forth from Spartanburg to Greenville a pretty good bit.
First test over in Spartanburg 20 years ago, coming up on 20 years. And if I disappear because it's my turn at the window, you'll know what happened to me. But I took my first one at Spartanburg. I had to do three tests, the tech, the code, and the general, and passed them all. Code was the hardest one. There's only five words, get send and receive. It's only five words a minute back then. It wasn't 20 words. But, boy, I was sweating bullets on that one. And then a year later, I went down to Atlanta and got my extra.
Got one extra friend. He lives in Greer. He doesn't really get on the radio all that often, or at least not HF all that often. But I could see me getting it someday just for the fact of having that expanded frequency use and not being shoeboxed into a small segment of it. But you don't really gain a whole lot out of it. Now, if it was code involved, I don't have the mind for that. I probably would have done terrible. And all my friends are like, well, you were like Army Signal Corps, awesome, super, blah, blah, blah. And my answer was, hey, everything I've done was UHF, VHF, and Signal Corps.
Fun to do. I mean, if you ever get yearning to do it, it's well worth it. But it's like any language. If you don't use it, you'll lose it. You got to continue to do it. I knew how to do it then, and I got up to like 18 words a minute on a bad day and 24 on a good day. But I haven't used it in a long time, so I could not do that again now. It's something you have to stay on top of. And it looks like it's my turn at the window, so I'll ping you when I get out if you're still around. KM4OIA, W4DJW.
4DJW, this is KM4OIA. I'll be clear monitoring on the road. And, yeah, you are starting to get some noise in your voice.
DJW Mobile.